President vows to stop ISIS.
If you threaten America, you will find no safe haven.
13 years after 9/11.
Remembering those who died here at the World Trade Center.
The NFL and the Rice video.
Somebody's going to take the hit on this.
Blade Runner cleared of murder.
Intention to shoot did not necessarily mean intention to kill.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. On the day Americans recall the worst terror attack on U.S. soil 13 years ago, the country is gearing up for new action against terrorists.
Our objective is clear. We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
President Obama's campaign against that terror group includes a new battlefront, Syria. We begin with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Steve, senior officials tell us U.S. airstrikes on the terror strongholds inside Syria will start when intelligence pinpoints the targets there. President Obama said the U.S. won't go it alone.
America will lead a broad coalition to roll back this terrorist threat.
Mr. Obama promised that U.S. troops will not enter war in Iraq or fight in Syria.
This counterterrorism campaign will be waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out ISIL wherever they exist using our air power and our support for partners' forces on the ground.
That mission will soon include another 475 U.S. troops in Iraq. The president, who counts the exit from Iraq and Afghanistan as key parts of his legacy, insists this effort differs from those wars. But, Steve, he's preparing the nation for another long fight, saying it will take time to eradicate a cancer like ISIS.
Well, most Republicans on Capitol Hill support the president's plans.
He told us what his policy is. Now go and do it. And kill as many of them as possible as quickly as we can.
New York Congressman Peter King.
I'm assuming and hoping our air attacks are going to be massive. I'm talking about all-out, unrelenting, brutal air attacks.
These people in Los Angeles agree it's time for the U.S. to take stronger action.
You step in and see what you can do. Try to put the fire out.
We pulled out too early, I think.
It's complicated. You got to take care of the people who are cutting other people's heads off.
CBS News contributor Michael Morell, a former deputy director at the CIA, says Syria will be a challenge, but success in Iraq is likely.
What gives me that confidence is a new political deal, putting advisors in to assist the Iraqi army and the Kurdish army, and broader U.S. airstrikes. I think all those together will make a big difference in Iraq. It's the Syria side of the border that I'm worried about. The Syrian opposition is a very weak group.
Military analyst Mike Lyons.
We'll seal off that border between Syria and Turkey. We'll likely shuttle off a lot of the funding and using these airstrikes until we eventually trip them out of business.
There's no evidence ISIS is planning an attack here in the U.S. Al-Qaeda, of course, struck on this day in 2001. And this morning, 9/11 victims will be honored and remembered.
I'm Heather Bosch at the 9/11 Memorial in New York. The terror attacks 13 years ago, still vivid.
We just remember.
You know, it ripped us.
And it's a sadness in the heart, you know.
Family members will read the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died. This anniversary, the museum is open, where director Alice Greenwald says they're finding some peace.
With the memorial and the museum together, there's a sense that their loved ones' stories are now being told, preserved, shared, honored.
It's family members only here during the day, but tonight the Memorial Plaza will be open. Anyone can come here to view the tribute in lights, two bright beams recreating where the Twin Towers once stood.
I'm Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey will join the president at the Pentagon Memorial. This is a private ceremony for the families of those killed in the attack. There will be a wreath laying and a moment of silence to mark the time a plane crashed into this building. A giant American flag is draped over the side of the Pentagon.
An explosive twist in the Ray Rice story. A law enforcement source told Associated Press reporter Rob Motti a copy of the elevator assault video was sent to the league 5 months ago in April.
My source wanted this information to get in the league office because he wanted the NFL to see it before they made a decision on a punishment for Ray Rice.
He says the source kept a voicemail from a woman at the NFL who said it was received. This seems to run counter to what NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Did anyone in the NFL see the second videotape before Monday?
No.
No one in the NFL?
No one in the NFL, to my knowledge, and I've been asked that same question, and the answer to that is no.
You know, there are people saying they just don't buy that.
Well, that's a fact.
At first, Rice was suspended for two games, but this week it was raised to an indefinite suspension. There have been calls for Goodell to resign. This man is a Ravens fan in Baltimore.
If he actually knew about this and took no action, two-game suspension, are we kidding?
If he took no real action, then yes, absolutely, he should resign.
The NFL has enlisted ex-FBI Director Robert Mueller to investigate how it's handled the Rice affair. A long process in South Africa as a judge delivers the verdict in the case of Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius.
The state clearly has not proved beyond reasonable doubt that the accused is guilty of premeditated murder.
And later she cleared him of all murder charges and the shooting death of his girlfriend, but the judge could still find him guilty of culpable homicide. For the third time since 2012, the FDA has approved a prescription drug for obesity. This one, called Contrave, is made by a San Diego company. Despite America's obesity problem, the first two drugs haven't sold very well. New demonstrations in Ferguson, Missouri, where a black teen was shot and killed by a white police officer last month.
It was pandemonium briefly as police ran through a crowd of 150 protesters, chasing some who had thrown rocks or other objects at police. No shots fired, no tear gas, but raw anger among protesters. In the end, police held their ground and the highway stayed open. Kevin Killeen, CBS News, St. Louis.
Republican lawmakers in Missouri have orchestrated an override of the governor's veto of a bill that will impose a 72-hour delay for women seeking abortions, even in cases of rape or incest. North of the border, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is in the hospital being treated for what may be a tumor. A doctor says Ford, who acknowledged crack cocaine use and alcohol problems, has been complaining about stomach pains for months. Actor Richard Kiel, best known for playing the steel-toothed bad guy Jaws in two James Bond movies, has died at 74. Kiel, who was a towering 7'2" tall, was in The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker. An iconic rock and roll song said it all, it seems, about shades. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
When it comes to protecting your eyes from the sun,
go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Designer sunglasses can cost hundreds of dollars, but experts at the UC Berkeley School of Optometry found that cheap sunglasses costing less than $15 a pair did just as good of a job of protecting the eyes, filtering out 100% of harmful UVA and UVB rays. The key, they say, is to choose wraparound sunglasses that offer side protection. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Looking at the sun is a bad idea even with sunglasses, but scientists will be keeping an eye on one of the strongest solar flares in years, kicked up by sunspots right in the middle of the sun. It's due tomorrow. Even though it's bound to be big, the potential impact on Earth isn't likely to be. Some satellites and radio transmissions could be affected. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.